What's up, guys? This is Austin from Just One Outdoors in Southwest Missouri. That's where we mainly hunt, but we try to get all over Missouri to get a chance at some of those big bucks up in northern Missouri, which is what I'm hoping to do this Friday. I'll be heading up there to do a public land hunt from my saddle, probably hunting over a cornfield or a bean field or something like that. But there's usually some big bucks up there with all the corn and soybean that they plant. But down here in Southwest Missouri, it's been kind of a slow start. I did get a turkey on opening day. It's kind of that whole thing you see, you know, you see turkey when you're deer hunting and you see deer when you're turkey hunting. And it's a little frustrating, but during this time of year in Missouri, we're allowed to, or the fall turkey and the fall deer are go hand in hand. So I was able to pull the trigger on the turkey and get some Thanksgiving dinner. But, we're looking forward to the rut starting. It's still a couple weeks out. We have seen some bucks starting to chase some does, but just haven't fully went into the full rut yet. But yeah, looking forward to that. It's usually a lot of fun. It usually brings new deer to our property and new bucks, new big bucks to our property. So we're looking forward to that. Just over the past couple days, the weather has taken a turn to make it feel like fall. It went from 90 one day to 55, almost as if it saw like a state trooper or something, because it just changed on a dime, and that has changed the deer movement a little bit, and we're looking forward to potentially getting on a couple of our shooters that we've identified over the summer months. On our property we hunt, we have what we call the Taj Mahal. It's a kind of our COVID project. We built an elevated blind that is a fully enclosed building pretty much, and it's where I got the turkey from. So we're hoping, we've seen some big deer in that area, so we're looking forward to that. And then we also tend to just ladder stand on our property and occasionally saddle hunt. I'm big into saddle hunting. I think it gives you the freedom to put yourself right where the deer are and really hide from the deer. So that's what I'll be doing in northern Missouri when I go. And looking forward to it. I mean, I love hunting, and I love getting out in the outdoors. I hope you guys do too. So keep checking back. You know, I'll keep sending these in as long as I'm allowed to. And I'm very interested to see what other people are finding in other parts of the country and when rut activity is happening and all that. So I think this is a great idea. I'm really looking forward to it. So keep checking back with the Wannabe Hunting Podcast, and we'll see you next time.
Welcome to the Wannabe Hunting Podcast. This is your host, Amos Medford, and this is my second weekly report of the week, so I might have to change the name, but it's all good. I'm just putting them out there as they come in, so we've got a weekly report coming in from Austin with Just One Outdoors, and he's in Southeast Missouri. So that's out west if you live where I live. But no, it was good to hear from Austin. He had a cool update, and I hope you guys enjoyed listening to it. Thanks for tuning in. Check out our other updates and our other episodes when you get a chance. Thanks. All right, thanks again to Austin with Just One Outdoors for giving us that update. Check them out on Instagram and YouTube for sure. They've got a new video up, I know, on YouTube as of today, and which is September 24th. But I appreciate you guys tuning in. Thanks for all the support. Thanks for listening. Thanks for all the reviews and ratings that have come in on iTunes. If you haven't got a chance yet, subscribe. And drop us a rating and review if you're enjoying it. And thanks again for tuning in. Thanks again for being part of the hunting community. It's an awesome community, and I hope everybody has good luck out there this weekend, and good luck in the future to those who haven't opened up yet. So hope you all have a good day. Thanks for tuning in.